This is the main hospital in Sudan's Blue Nile state, and it's filled with survivors of renewed violence between the Hausa and Berta tribes. It's left the hospital with many to tend to, and not enough to assist those in need, according to local authorities. At least 220 have been killed in days of fighting, and more than 200 have been injured, and thousands have been displaced.
In the first assessment, there are 2,004 families in four schools, and some 2,000 in other places. Each family has an average of 5 to 6 people, so with that, you can estimate how large the displacement is.
The violence has sparked protests, with demonstrators storming the military headquarters in Blue Nile State. They also stormed the local government headquarters, demanding the resignation of the governor. Authorities have declared a one-month state of emergency in the state. Security forces have been deployed to the areas that witnessed fighting, and a curfew has been imposed. The tension between the Hausa and Berta communities began in July, sparked by a dispute about land claims. At least 140 were killed then, and more than 40,000 displaced. But tensions escalated once again this month, leading to the temporary closure of the main market in the state capital, Damazine. Local authorities say there is a need for humanitarian assistance for those who've been affected.
These displaced are now in schools as large groups. These habitats are not fit to be camps. Doesn't have the proper health conditions. There are a lot of complications and we can't handle the situation because the flow of displaced is still ongoing. That is why we are calling on aid organizations and friendly countries and the federal government to send the necessary aid.
Most of those in need are in remote areas, and aid organizations say it's difficult to reach them. But even those who are close to help are still waiting, hoping more medical assistance arrives before they run out of time. Heba Morgan, Al Jazeera.